All right, here we go. Hour number two of the Glass in the Morning radio program, Wednesday, May 25, 2016. There's Margaret Fetty.
Good morning.
I'm Mike Glasscock. Thank you for being with us on a bright, sunshiny first day of summer for everybody in the MCCSE. Don't worry, RBB fans. You'll be there before you know it. Friday is your last day as well. So we've got graduations this weekend, Indy 500 stuff. Pools are opening. Summertime in Bloomington. And then we have real summer next month.
There you go.
We have three summers every year. It's pretty fun. Pretty fun to kick them all off three different times. Forecast pretty good. You got North and South baseball tonight. Last night you had South Panthers win their 11th straight regional championship. That doesn't even make sense. They had a great night for weather, and so will North and South. Only a 20% chance of rain, a high of 83. That's the good news. 84 tomorrow, 40% chance, 40% chance on Friday, same 84. Saturday, a little cooler, 82, just a 30% chance of rain. 20% chance Sunday and Monday, 87. Get out the pool, get out the sprinkler, get out the lake, get out anything. But if you're heading to the woods, going a little camping, it's not going to be cold. You're not going to have to worry about packing warm stuff.
It very well could be one of the most wonderful weekends in a while to do that.
Be just a little bit busy down there at the large Monroe Lake. Mm-hmm. So be safe, have fun, and again, pay attention a little bit too, because you got kids out, people traveling. We know we talked to Steve Kellums, Captain Kellums, on Monday, talked about how there will be police out to make sure the stupid people aren't allowed to.
Yeah, advertising yourself as being stupid is probably a good way to get yourself stopped this week.
Like a sore thumb. Remember, there are other ways to meet police officers, and that's not one of the ways to do it.
So be
safe and have fun on all this. Updated forecast, live radar, you can find it all at WGCLradio.com. If you didn't stay up late last night, Reds fell to the Dodgers 8-2. We'll have the Reds on the radio for you tonight again at 10 o'clock. Dave and Glass, that's me. We'll recap all the basketball stuff. Troy Williams is staying in the NBA draft, according to Greg Doyle from the Indianapolis Star. Everybody else has to make their decision by today. Today is the fish or cut bait day in that. Oklahoma City trounces Golden State last night, and they lead that series 3-1. So we'll get you caught up on the sporting headlines, but here on a Wednesday, we always check in, Margaret, with our good friend and County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. Do a little heavy lifting here on Wednesdays as we're talking about we've changed the terms, Marty. This was a public safety tax. Now it's a LOIT, a local option income tax. What are we going to call it next week?
Well, it is.
No, look over here. Don't look at the left hand. Look at the right hand.
Yeah,
let's call it five different things to confuse everybody. That's right.
Well, it clearly is an income tax. I don't care what you call it. It's called taking money out of your pocket and put it into what is hoped to be services that the public really wants and needs. From the beginning, I have said that I do support having a public safety tax, but what was the right amount? I mean, did we really need to get $7 million out of this, or would some other number have worked better, or at least start out low and move it up if it wasn't enough to cover things? But one of the things that I found out was that for whatever reason, we had people from the county staff, the legal department, had gone to the city and had somehow negotiated, or it told them that the county would just vote, just hear it and vote on it that night, one night. And I just said, that's just not the way we do it in this county. You know, we just don't do it that way. We don't just throw it out there and find out that all these things are different from what people had thought, and then just vote on it.
Maybe it's time for some of your people in legal to maybe step away and stop making decisions for the county council. I mean,
well,
that seems very inappropriate.
Well, I think I'm not the only one on the county council that believes that we should have had a joint meeting of everybody on the income tax council, people from the city,
people
from the county, and people from Ellisville. Plus, here's what's happened, and it's just like you really have to study every bit of this before you can recognize or realize what just happened. Because this whole proposal for it to be 25.25%, you know what, 0.25% doesn't sound too onerous, does it? Sounds like a small amount until you realize that means $7 million. But because it was voted on first by Ellisville, and no surprise that that would pass in Ellisville, simply because we had people on the Ellisville Town Council who will, you know, who work for public safety. What, they're going to vote against money coming into their area where their salary comes from? I hardly think so. But so everybody knew that that's what was going to happen there. And because it passed there, and I had suggested some alterations to what they might be voting on, no, they said, no, that won't work. They just went ahead and voted on it the way they have it. And now that's what we have. County can't change it. Evidently, the city can't change it. It's a take it or leave it because the five members of the Ellisville
Are
Town Council.
Are you kidding?
How do you get to that point?
It's just it's unreal because it's almost, what's the point in having these meetings if it's a done deal? Or is there something about this that we'll find out that since the city has control and votes,
How can the folks with 5% make it a done deal?
Because they started the ball rolling. All the small print. It's like whatever member of the member, which would mean the entire body, the entire body of Ellisville would have as a majority vote to approve it, written this way. Then that gets sent off and as a notice to the other bodies, and that has to be voted up or down. If I'm understanding it correctly, the way it is, we can't change anything. And if you try to put, and so then, if you try to change anything, then it's a whole new thing, and you have to wait like another year.
Well, maybe they ought to do that then, Marty, because this should have been a community discussion. All the taxing units that were involved in this, as you said, should have been at the table and making a decision. Instead, what's going on right now is that because people didn't know how the whole thing worked and didn't read the fine print, they let Ellisville start this whole thing. Or maybe that was kind of the plan. Maybe that's what it was set up.
I have to say, last night when I couldn't sleep because of this whole thing, I kept thinking, What a plan this was. If and you better believe someone knew this was the way it was going to work.
That's how you make your 5% count, I tell you what. Get there first, lay your flag in the ground and
but the people at the Alpha Town Council who were asking questions, they were asking the right questions, like how is this other $5 million going to be spent?
Right. And they were making good questions, and I just was flabbergasted that the other people on the council just like said, oh, too bad, so sad, go away, we're going to do this anyway.
Well, it is really important. If you're raising $7 million throughout the county, it doesn't matter whether you live in Ellisville or Steinsville or Harrodsburg or what, you're all going to be paying this income tax. And if the biggest recipient, budget-wise, of this income tax is really going to be the city, then, indeed, one might ask, and as well as the county, one might ask, how does the county, what are the needs at the county level? What do you plan to spend this extra $2.3 million, I think it is, that the county would receive, and the city, what do you plan to do with it? Those are legitimate questions. If I'm paying a tax that's going to go in large part to another area, I want to know, what am I going to get out of it? Now, it doesn't matter where you live in this county. If you need central dispatch, if you need someone to answer your call because you have an emergency, you want someone to be able to answer that call. You want that to operate efficiently. In addition to which, that's no good if you have central dispatch that answers and you need, your house is on fire, but you don't have enough fire equipment and personnel to come and assist you, then that's also something that we need to address, as well as if you have somebody trying to break into your house, you call 911 and there's no, you know, road deputies out there.
But there hasn't been any road deputies to do that for years, Marty. I've lived in that world. I was one of those people who called them and they showed up 3 hours later. So,
well, and so that is the reason why I have been in support of making sure that we had an opportunity for additional dollars for those things. But was $7 million the right number? I do not know, because we didn't have the proper build up to this, with people coming forward saying what their needs were, putting together a proposed budget. Look to see how
again,
much money
Marty,
we needed to raise.
Maybe it's time that everybody puts the brakes on this and it waits 1 year. If you did not have the ability to do this tax rate now, what would you have done? Would you shut down Central Dispatch?
Well, no, but what was going on was that the county and the city was pushing the townships to help pay operational costs of the dispatch. Of course, the townships didn't have it. So, of course, the township supports this new tax because they don't want people coming after them for the money because they don't have it.
Well, we have to remember as well, the state has given this window to make this happen, and that window will close. So you have to have this done.
No, I don't think so. Unless Marty misspoke just a few minutes ago. Couldn't we do this again in a year?
Every other year.
The way it works is that we're going to have new legislation having to do with income tax starting in 2017. So the way this enabling legislation is written that they're working under right now will be in some manner changed in 2017. But there is no way that the state is going to say, oh, you can no longer have dollars with your income tax to cover Central Dispatch or whatever. I just do not believe that's going to happen, simply because the state wants us to take more ownership of that. The state sends us $500,000+ to cover 911 issues, and that number has been coming down rather than going up. So, you know, I don't believe it's going to be all opportunities, everything is lost, sign on the dotted line right this minute, or, you know, you'll never get this opportunity. But I get it that people, many people are concerned about that. But really, this opportunity has been there for quite some time, the public safety tax option. But what was also included in that option was that you had to include some dollars for property tax relief. So other counties that put this public safety tax in place also put in dollars that would reduce your property taxes. And this current legislation says we don't have to do that. So
Marty Hawk is our guest this morning, County Councilwoman. She checks in every Wednesday just after 85. Go ahead, Marty.
Well, I would just say I also ask about the budget for Central Dispatch, because they have said they needed, their proposed budget was $2.2 million. And so my question was, why then would you need the additional $500,000?
To make it 2.7?
Right, because it seemed to me, if we looked at what the real need is, adjust that number. It could be adjusted up or down.
Can I ask you a silly question? Is this their projected budget or their current budget? Because we know they're running very thin right now.
It's their projected budget.
Okay. So you want to know why they need another $500,000? I think it's a very good question.
Right. And part of the answer was, well, you know, that the money from 911 has adjusted, has not been trending up. I'm putting words in their mouth, but that was the meaning of it. But regardless, it can be adjusted every year. So if it should come down, the 911 money should, revenue should go down, then the Income Tax Council can just increase the amount that goes to Central Dispatch. That's part of what I heard the question asked of City Council Member Mayor was, you know, how often do you meet, or when could this tax rate be adjusted? And yes, indeed, the Income Tax Council is supposed to be meeting every other year on the odd year, and that's
right.
Been the case for years. It's supposed to, but it hasn't met. But now that Income Tax Council will need to meet every year, because part of the legislation is that all of these fire departments and volunteer fire departments and emergency medical providers can go to the Income Tax Council and ask for additional funding. So off of the top would come the money for central dispatch, which would leave about approximately $5 million. And then from there, all of the amounts given out to the fire departments, including, by the way, the Ellisville Fire Department, who provides services for Richland Township, they take all of that off, and then what's left gets split between the city and the county and also a little bit to Steinsville. But
and that
as late as last week.
Marty, wouldn't that potentially, though, mean that there's nothing left over?
Well, it certainly could. And to let you know, as late as last week, I'm having to debate with people who should know how to read this legislation and how to read the code. They didn't think that... they thought if you were just operated by a city or town such as Ellisville, the fire department, that you could not, you wouldn't be eligible to come and request some additional funding. But the legislation makes it clear that if this fire department is also providing services in an outside of the town of Ellisville, they are entitled to ask for some assistance because they're servicing Richland Township. So I just, it's amazing to me that this kind of misunderstanding was still going on just last week and not an understanding of how the money was going to flow or anything. And this has been a very, very frustrating time and the reason why we should have, as a group, the city, the county, Ellisville, and others come forward and meet together, not just certain people putting this together. So,
I think the public has really been denied a lot of information about this, with the exception of here and today. That this has been so. The lack of coverage on this and the lack of information given to the public so that they even understand what's going on and the potential another hit on their pocketbooks is really unfair, Marty.
So what did the county determine last night, Marty? Are you going to continue this out for a couple weeks?
Well, I was really grateful that the county council did not call for a vote last night. I think that would have been very unfair to the public. So they did say, okay, we're going to meet on this. On June 14th. Now, for whatever reason, those had gone to the city and said, no, we'll just do it one reading because, oh, we wanted to be finished before the city did it. Since the city has controlling vote, one would think that they've already decided that this 25% is right, or why would they have ever made sure it got passed in Ellisville? I'm not saying their council members would have felt that way, but there's somebody pushing this who understood, get it to the first group that gets it passed, that's what the rest of us are voting on. So that's one thing I wanted to respond to, something that you had said was having to do with how it's going to be dispersed. And because we did put something together, not that anybody has to listen to it, but a way that it would be dispersed amongst the different fire departments so that it's fair, so that it's that everyone gets fair representation. But as it turns out, of course, the city council's in control, so they could give it all to you know, one or the other fire department. There's nothing in the legislation.
Who determines what's fair?
Well,
I've heard life isn't fair since about age two.
Right, you're right. You're right. Somebody told you the right thing. Life is not fair. But we're hoping that we will, as a group, start meeting and have a meeting on the minds because, after all, remember, the city council doesn't represent. They have no constituents that live out in the county. Zero. So it would seem that new legislation should be that anything like this should happen at the county level, because there's representation then for everybody in the county.
Sure does seem like that. This seems very, very convoluted. I mean, if they're going to give the city control of everything, I don't even know why they're having you guys bother to vote on it.
Well, we should not have. And I had said that from the beginning. We should be waiting to see what the city's take is going to be on this, if they can control it or not. And then we could have worked at doing an up and down. If nobody... Why were we told we weren't going to be allowed to meet with them? That was just crazy. I mean, why would anybody believe that to begin with? I will say, I wanted to share with you, because we're both of us, I understand, Margaret, are concerned about the number of road deputies. Our sheriff told us that even though that number of 10 new deputies would not meet what the qualification should be for the number of road deputies, that he would be delighted to have 10.
Oh, I'm
that
sure he would.
20 would be great.
But
10 would be a huge improvement over what they've got right now.
Right. And so if you count about $100,000 by the time you count outfitting and doing everything for each road deputy.
What's a deputy cost?
You take 10.
150 grand?
Not individually, not anywhere near that.
$100,000 for one.
There you go.
Yeah.
So you take 10
$1 million.
$100,000, and you see how much money it would take
annually
just to our road deputies.
And that's a big number.
But also, she's saying a total of 10, aren't you? Or are you saying 10 new ones?
10 new ones.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I mean,
new ones, because we got to remember, you got to spread that out over more than one shift.
And oh, I understand that, Marty. It's just, they've been dealing with such small numbers for so long, and the fact that the county council has found money for lots of other things that are really not even their job. And I don't include you in this, because I've seen you vote against some of that stuff. But, I mean, I don't understand it. I mean, they have ignored this issue with the deputies on the road for ages and just gone ahead
and
let...
Parking garage.
Yeah, lots of
parking garage.
Lots of other things. Yeah, $50,000 a space for a parking garage. Give me a break. I could go on here. There's money being spent for things that we have.
And speaking
no
of spending money, Marty, the dispatch center now is funded by what? 911 money and what else?
And general funds from the city of over $1 million.
So that money will go back into the city, because this new tax will pay for all that. And then where does that $1 million go? Where are we going to respond
that? $1 million the city can spend on anything they choose that's legal. It does not have to go
and
into
what about
public
the county,
safety.
And what about the county council?
And the counties are like 300 and some thousand. And we can spend that on anything. Does not have to be public safety. In addition to which, the city, not only will they get their $1 million back, but they also will get another 2.3 million, depending on how much goes out to the fire departments, and as well as will the county. So I think the public has a right to say, what are you going to do with the $1 million you were spending on central dispatch? However, that's a city question, because that was city taxes doing that. So people living in the city could ask that question. But what we could ask every member of the county that will be paying this income tax should be able to ask, what are you going to do with the other 2.3 million or whatever? Because that has to all go to public safety. And I just don't really understand. I guess I was just a little shocked that the people voting in favor of this at the town council level are people who are employed at one at central dispatch. I kind of shook my head. I thought, well, I don't understand how this is right, but boy, that was a $7 million vote.
And Marty, you will keep us updated on this when we when the calendar turns to June. Believe it or not, that's going to be next Wednesday. Have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. Enjoy the Indianapolis 500 if that's part of your purview. If not, spending time and enjoy the sunshine. It's going to be nice and warm.
Right, and stay safe, everyone.
That's right.
Have a great day, Marty.
Good job, Marty.
Okay, bye-bye.
Marty Hawk giving you science, giving you numbers, giving you math. You can hear Tim Mayer's thoughts. We talked to Tim yesterday there at WGCLradio.com. It's on the glass. You can't miss it. It's right there on the front page. And you can listen to what Tim's, I don't want to say interpretation, but they're not exactly the same. So there's something in there that they're both saying the same thing a little bit differently. So it's up to you. It's your money. If it's not a big deal to you, it doesn't have to be a big deal to you. But the process and how this all comes together is nothing short of interesting.